plate a potential nugget.
And shifting the attention to external self-awareness, right? While gathering external feedback, you refer to the metaphor of a prism versus a mirror to describe the richness of feedback that one could often get. What's the key insight here? And given that, for example, 360 is a phrase that gets thrown around in corporate circles, right? What are the common pitfalls you see in the way people gather external feedback?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I would even say, even before talking about external feedback, it's important to paint the context of where external feedback fits in with our self-perceptions. Because here's something I notice, you know, when I'm speaking, and I see this all over the world, whenever I ask a group of leaders, for example, whose opinion of you matters more, yours or your employees? And they all smile proudly and shout out, "My employees," right? Because they've read all those articles about 360s. But what the research on this, right? Like they feel, you know, and it's sort of easy to oversimplify that. But what the research on this has shown really conclusively, in my opinion, is that both types of data are hugely important. And what's even more critical is they represent different types of information about ourselves. So for example, even if they conflict, they're both valid. And that's part of what we saw with our unicorns is there's a quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald that's something like, the definition of true intelligence is to be able to hold two opposing viewpoints in our minds and still retain the ability to function. Our unicorns were able to get feedback and say, you know, this is really different than the way I see myself. And that's okay. That doesn't mean I'm wrong and they're right or vice versa. It just means that there are different ways of seeing me. And those different ways are valid. And that's where it comes to the prism metaphor. So most people think about self-awareness as something, you know, the simple metaphor would be, I look in the mirror, I see my reflection, and that is who I am. But it's a lot more complicated. And everyone probably remembers from science class when they were young that when you shine a white light through a prism on one end, on the other end, it comes out as a beautiful rainbow. And the way I like to think about self-awareness is, you know, it's every single reflection or every single light that goes through, you get a richer, fuller picture of who you are. So every data point that you get, whether it's your own, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your coworkers, your employees, your boss, each of those are valid and helpful, right? It doesn't mean that we have to listen to every single piece of feedback we get. We can go into that in a second too. But what it does mean is that I think it's just that open curiosity that is so hugely important. So I think that's probably the biggest pitfall, to go back to your question, is oversimplifying the different roles that feedback plays relative to our own self-perceptions.
When I'm gathering feedback on the leaders that I work with, one of the questions I invariably ask is, what do you see in the leader that he or she doesn't see or acknowledge? Or to frame it differently, what do you think might be in the blind spot of the leader? And that often opens the door to a very interesting conversation that can be revealing to the leader I work with. The other piece I realize is that while leaders are able to get to the level one of insight around themselves, strengths, development areas, competencies, and so on, they often struggle with the next level. Some themes such as, when is a leader at his or her best? What is the why behind some of her choices and actions? What is the canvas where someone like him or her would flourish? Back to Tasha's point, rather than treating it as an either-or, when you combine the internal and external self-awareness, there's often this rich tapestry of data to reflect on, which often provides fertile ground for a rich discussion and for reflecting on the way forward. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com.